The Garden Report is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network.
Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to another Garden Report. Just recap the Celtics 120-95 win over the Pacers, as we did on postgame as well. And Celtics coming home after a 16-day road trip. Or at least we've been out of the Garden for 16 days.
20 plus.
We finally get an opportunity after a New York Times piece last week, a Ringer piece this week, to ask Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum about the state of Brown on the Celtics, because shared much discontent with the situation here, whether it's the city of Boston, his role with the Celtics, the Kevin Durant saga, Ime Udoka suspension, go down the line. A ton to address on Brown's front here tonight, and he did speak to the media after another 27-point performance, and Tatum spoke as well and gave some of his perspective on some of the things mentioned in the article.
CLNS Media's Celtics coverage is brought to you by FanDuel. Sign up at FanDuel.com/Boston and make every moment more on America's number one sportsbook.
Well, Brown said in Sacramento he would start to clear the air on some of the things he thought got taken out of context, some of his own perspective on things from the horse's mouth, as he said.
Yeah.
What did he have to share tonight?
He didn't elaborate a whole much, but he did just double down on things that he's been saying in the past, whether it's the matter of people, if you don't speak out for yourself, people are going to build a narrative for you. So, people can take that for what it's worth, but also he's focused on basketball. The Celtics team obviously wants to get back to the NBA Finals. He told me that he competes, or he thinks about what happened last year every single day, and that's the driving force that pushes Jaylen to want to get back there. And honestly, when you look back at the comments that he said and compared to what he said after this game, a lot of it is just him getting things, maybe not getting things off his chest, but more of a finding an open space to say, to pick a time to just reflect. And that's what happened in that interview. He mentioned that as well, saying that, look, if you don't speak up, you got to pick your spots here and there, but for the most part, you don't always have to say, I don't have to share what's going on in my mind, and which is true. And obviously, that's the case. That's kind of been the case for Jaylen. I liked when he got the question about, him, he's not always smiling. He's like, well, look, this isn't funny. Like, I'm trying to win a championship here. And he, of course, had a big smile after he said that, but I think what he really meant, overall, it's just that's who he is. It doesn't mean that he's unhappy in the situation that he's in right now, but obviously the last couple of years, or his entire stint in Boston, has had his ups and downs, just like the majority of most stars in this league. So I just think for the most part, that's where Jaylen is right now, and he's focused on basketball, he's focused on winning, and in terms of his future at Boston, he's going to cross that bridge when he gets there.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's tough for me to hear him not divulge much, because one of the things he talked about in the Ringer piece, or the New York Times piece rather, is that the Celtics fan base being toxic.
The toxic fan base, yeah.
On the topic of not wanting him to speak out. And of course, this became a major story over the last week or so here. And I don't think, as he said when I asked him about the housing component and the business component, he mentioned the New York Times, he didn't want to become a distraction, which kind of flies in the face of what he really wants to be able to do in his platform. Now, maybe he does expand on those in a different location with someone he trusts more. I don't know.
No, it's nothing personal, Bob. It's nothing personal. Don't worry about it.
He didn't want to touch on these things, which I get, because it would have escalated the story again for another week.
It would have opened a whole nother can of worms in terms of Boston housing and, race relations, all that stuff. Conversations that he's always excited to have, but there's a time and a place. And I think Jaylen, that's part of his growth. That's part of him, his understanding of the backlash or the talk that's been, spewing ever since he had both of those interviews, or ever since the publications of both of those interviews. And I just think at this point, he's ready to move on. He said what he had to say.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll elaborate one way or another when the time is right. But right now, it's all about basketball. And I like the way Jaylen handled himself. And I like the fact that he didn't give the whole, the no comments. He answered questions to the best of his ability or to what he felt was appropriate. And, this is just a young star in the NBA trying to find his way. And, of course, getting back to the NBA Finals and becoming a champion, it's at the top of his priority list.
Yeah, and he said what he had to say. I was excited to hear from Tatum, because he's on that phone call in the Ringer piece with Brad Stevens, initiated by Brown, which I know you like.
Yeah.
I asked him to share a little bit about how he tried to put Brown at ease in that moment, and he didn't get too deep into it, but he said, we need you, effectively. We know that, the team knows that, the fan base knows that, and that's about where it stopped.
Yeah.
I know John on the show mentioned wishing he said a little bit more complimentary comments from Tatum in terms of lifting up Brown. I think we compared it to how he talks about other stars in this league.
Yeah.
I'm glad he addressed it, but as you said, could he have initiated a little bit more there? Could he have stepped up in that moment? And especially when it came to the picture, showed a little bit better leadership when it came to keeping this group together in an uncertain moment, because it clearly bothered Brown that he appeared in a picture with Tatum. He said he didn't know where the energy was at and what the direction of the franchise was at that time because he saw that picture.
Well, yeah, because this is a guy who's in a league that changes always, year after year. I mean, you can go down the line. I won't spend too much time on it, but man, it was Kyrie Irving doing this thing at point guard spot, right? Oh, actually, you know what? Let's take it back even further. You know, when Jalen was a rookie and Isaiah Thomas is his all-star point guard, and the moment he got hurt, he's flipped for Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving and Jalen don't see eye to eye right away. He's gone all of a sudden. And then Kemba comes. You know what I mean? Like, that constant change. I mean,
they traded Kemba too,
It's going to keep, and they traded Kemba. You know, it's going to keep any all-star, any top-tier star a bit weary. You're going to be kind of careful. I mean, if he was...
You talked about it making him kind of cold and untrusting.
Well, if he was the clear-cut number one guy on this team, which obviously isn't, because he's not... Jason Tatum, you're not going to hear his name in trade rumors. You know, it hasn't happened once, so clearly there's a hierarchy and we know what it is. And I don't think that Jalen's upset about that, but I just think he wants to feel like...
involved?
He's not just an asset. You know what I mean? Like, people can say what they want about the trade rumors and that, superstars do go through that time after time again, but when you think about the unique situation or the experience that Jalen's gone through in this city, you know, as a member of the Celtics, this is some of the most drastic changes that any organization will go through.
Yeah.
We've never seen a head coach be suspended for a year and then never come back. We've never seen the way the point guard has changed from one, top score first point guard to another, three times, and the team remains relevant. So I just think you have to look at things from Jalen's perspective. And maybe Jalen's thinking, maybe I'm next,
Well, this is why he wants to feel involved on things. And Gasper said this on the Garden Report last night when I had him on. Logan Murdoch, who wrote the piece, said it with some, involved knowledge, given his relationship with Brown. When we talk about what would put Brown at ease right now and what can the Celtics do to keep him in Boston, it's that conversation factor, keeping him involved in discussions like these. All those personnel moves you talked about, I bet Brown was involved in none of them.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And when it came to his own future on the team, it took a phone call from him.
He had to call
get the inside scoop.
Yeah.
So we knew the Celtics fumbled a little bit at the time. Not coming out and saying we're not trading Brown, not addressing it until it went out of control for weeks and it became an everyday topic in the offseason. And then internally, it doesn't sound like they addressed it. And we kind of gleaned this from Grant when he spoke during the offseason at a camp that we caught up with him at. He didn't know if it was going to happen or not. I think everyone on this team looked at it and said, we might have Durant or we might have Brown. I guess we'll see when we get to camp.
Yeah, no, seriously. I mean, that's really what it was. I mean, and I like that Jalen opened up about that. I don't think it was a bad thing. And I also don't think that – I think people – it's easy for them to overlook the hopefully – I'll come back, hopefully it works out. Like, there's that hope there.
Yeah.
And people, it's easy to overlook that. And it's just like what Jalen said. I mean, people are like controversy. People are going to stir it up. I mean, that's just part of, that's just what sports is. And when you don't speak for yourself, people will build a narrative for you. I truly do believe in that. And I'm glad Jalen said that, because it's a good way to put it. You pick your spots when you want to react. Jalen picked his. Not everyone loved it, but I think he's ready to move on. I think this Celtics team is in a type of focus where things like that aren't going to be a distraction. I mean, they have one goal in mind, and I don't think Jalen is someone that's going to check out, nor is he trying to, tell the organization that, hey, you better enjoy this now because I'm maybe gone later. I really do think he's unsure, and that right now all he wants to do is just play basketball and win.
Not impacting their play. 61 for Brown and Tatum in this one in a 120-95 win over the Pacers. We talked about Rob and White involvement in that as well in our last video, as well as all the involved players on the Celtics postgame show. So go check that out. Go check out Brown and Tatum on CLNS Media YouTube page and all our Celtics coverage on CLNSmedia.com. For Josue Pavone, Bobby Manning, that's a wrap tonight from TD Garden. We'll see you on Sunday for Celtics Spurs.